You know, there's a difference between helping someone.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Psalm 42:11. By this I know that you favor me.
42, is that 42:11?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, 41, I'm sorry. 40. One more. Let me look. Okay, Apostle. Why art thou cast down, O my soul?
He's asking a question.
And
he's talking to his soulless man. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. When you get the Spirit of the Lord God, come on, he can quicken you. That sometimes that we're just tolerating things and we don't recognize, come on, that we are walking around and we're just entertaining it. We're listening to the enemy. The enemy is messing with your emotions. Emotions, you know, it's made up of two words, emotions, because the enemy is trying to get you to go into a direction. Come on, get you moving, motion, get you moving in a certain direction. He starts talking to you. You know nobody loves you.
Yeah, devil, you right. Nobody loves me.
Come on, he gets you talking to you. He gets you saying it.
Yeah.
Come on, you start saying what he's saying. You don't even recognize that it's him talking that trash. That's all it is. It's trash. Come on. He's putting trash in, and then trash is going to come out. I need some water or something. I'm losing. I don't know. The devil is a liar. I ain't losing my voice. I say trash in, trash out.
Trash in, trash out.
Amen. So he says, why art thou cast? It's a wonderful thing when the Lord allows you to recognize it. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And read.
And why art thou disquieted within me?
Now this word disquieted, it means to deprive of calmness. To deprive of calmness, peace, disturb, or make uneasy. Come on, see, the enemy comes, come on somebody, to deprive you. Your mind was calm, you was cool, calm and collect, and all of a sudden, something comes, oh glory to God, something may stick its head up to disturb you. You don't try to fight it, you just go along with it. Come on, you don't speak to that thing and say, hey, be ye cast into the sea. Come on, oh glory to God, I bind every antichrist spirit that's coming against my mind. You ain't trying to put on the helmet of salvation. You ain't trying to put no armor on. Come on, somebody. Oh glory to God, you just going right along with what the enemy has to say. You got a garment of praise laying right there on your bed, but you'd rather get in the bed and weep and cry and lay beside the garment of praise instead of getting up. Sometimes you just need to put some worship music on, some praise music on, sing yourself a song. Come on, son. Sing a song to the Lord. Hallelujah. I say this, that first. Sing a song to the Lord. Oh, glory to God. I bind the warfare. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to preach this thing anyways. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Because we started off in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. And we see that the Bible says, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab. See, because some of you all, you're dealing with this and that.
Yes.
See, I didn't say it, but the Bible said it came to pass after this also that. See, because if you ain't dealing with that, you're dealing with this. And if you ain't dealing with this, you're dealing with that. Yes. And some of y'all dealing with a this and that and a that and this, okay? Don't ask me to say that again. I could say it again if I wanted to. But the Bible says the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them besides. In other words, let me just make a long story short. They came under attack. Come on. And you need to be able to discern when you're under attack by the enemy. And the Bible says it was told Jehoshaphat saying, there cometh a great multitude. So in other words, they was, because sometimes you can just be minding your own business, enjoying life. Come on, somebody. And all of a sudden the enemy comes to attack. Come on. This is what happens. Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says that Jehoshaphat feared. He feared. Yes, he feared, but he did something. The Bible says he set himself to seek the Lord. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in Psalm 16 and 11, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. If you tell me that you don't have a little joy right now, I'll just ask you, are you spending time in his presence? Simple. Simple math. Oh, glory to God. Get in his presence. If this is his presence, and I'm right here, and I ain't got no joy, get in his presence. Come on, somebody. And there go your joy. You get your joy back. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Bible let us know. The Bible let us know that, let me see, I want to just make sure that I'm not missing nothing here. The Bible let us know that he sent what? His praise and worship team. Drop down to verse 20. Drop down to verse 20. I'm trying to move along here. I know we got communion. Speed it up a little bit.
All right. Verse 20 says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so you shall prosper.
Glory to God. Can you believe the word today? Can you believe that praise is going to be a key for you? Come on, somebody. Praise is going to unlock some doors so that you can get some money that you've been expecting. Can I tell you something? Sometimes you come to church, okay, and you won. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From a breakthrough. And the enemy will have us locked up. Come on. You won, praise God. You won praise from your breakthrough. And the enemy have you so locked up you can't even praise the Lord. You walk out of church without your breakthrough. It's a key. Tell somebody it's a key. Okay. And so what else did he say? Read.
And when he had consulted, 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. And that.
See, he appointed singers because guess what? You got to appoint. Sometimes you got to appoint some singers because some folks just ain't going to sing. Some folks just ain't going to praise him. Come on. And so that they should do what? That they should praise
the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army and
right,
to
because
say,
they were an army. They were an army of praisers. Come on. And they went before the army. Oh, glory to God. But see, God had already said you ain't even going to have to fight. Come on. Why? Because he is the Lion of Judah. Come on. The Bible says he's the Lion of Judah. Judah means praise. He's the Lion of praise. See, as you begin to praise him, because I told you, praise is a defense, but yet it's an offense. Come on. He's the Lion. Well, what do lions do? They attack stuff. Come on. They are the king of the jungle. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so as you begin to praise him, as a matter of fact, everybody praise him right quick. Now, this is what God does. He goes forth like a lion. Come on, somebody, and attacks your enemy. Woo, glory. He's the Lion of Judah. See, I need God to devour some stuff. I gotta praise him. I need God to take the enemy out. So I gotta praise him. better be cool. We got communion. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. And so he sends, and we're going to shorten this up, but he sends his praise and worship team before the enemy. Come on, tell somebody it's a key. It's a key. And God annihilates the enemy. Only thing they had to do, as a matter of fact, drop down to verse 25. Read, daughter.
And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies.
Uh-huh. Didn't I tell you it was a key? Didn't I tell you that, man, my wife was seeing money this week? Amen. I was seeing money this week. I saw a stack of money. Come on. Amen. My wife saw a stack of money with a key on the top. Oh, glory to God. She was busy, so I went up to one of the tellers at the bank, and I said, well, they told me that my account is jacked up. Come on. And I need to put some money in the account to bring my account up to state. Come on. She looked at the thing, and she said, ain't nothing wrong with your account. Your account is not in the red. It's in the green. And so we were. Oh, glory to God. And so I was like, what? But I remember that the Lord told me to praise him on the way to the bank. Come on. Hallelujah. And so guess what? God straightened it out as I was praising him. He went forth like a lion. Come on. Oh, glory to God. God hijacked the computer. I just don't know what happened, but he did something. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. He unlocked some money from somewhere. I don't know how it happened. I'm just saying. Some money hit my account. Oh, y'all don't think God can create money? Yes. The creator of the universe? I don't know how it happened. I ain't trying to figure it out, but it happened. Oh, glory to God. All right. God. Acts 16. I'll be real quick. Oh, glory to God. Acts 16. Real quick. Oh, glory to God. Just give me five more minutes. I got to get this out. I want to talk about the posture of praise also. Oh, glory to God. And I am running all up in the... We might have to make this a series. I used to love to teach on this. Hallelujah. Because I came out of a praising church. We praise God sometimes like we had to lost our mind. Come on. Hallelujah. Acts 16 and 26 says what? 16 and 25 says what?
Acts 16 and 25. Uh-huh. And at midnight, uh-huh, Paul and Silas prayed.
They prayed, and they did what else?
And sang praises
and
unto
sang
God.
Praises. They just didn't pray, but they sang praises also. And they did it at a time of transition. Sometimes God is trying to transition because midnight is basically you leaving out of one day and you're getting ready to go into another day. There are some times that we are transitioning from one place to another place. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And how many know that there are sometimes when you are praying and you are transitioning, hallelujah, and you're wondering why can't I step over? Oh, glory to God. Well, maybe you might need to praise him. Maybe you might need a praise. Take a praise break. Oh, glory to God. Because can I tell you something? Some things you have to praise your way out of. Okay. Look at your neighbor and say, there are some things that you have to praise your way out of. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because let me show you something. They didn't have to praise God. Well, guess what? They would have went right into that brand new day, still locked up, chains still on. Come on, somebody. Okay. All right. Don't tell me you can't go into a new day still. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Some of you all, you've been having wars and rumors of wars in your mind, and all of a sudden you go into a brand new day and you still got that wars and rumors of wars going on. Because can I tell you something? Paul and Silas, they were in prison, but they wasn't in prison. Ooh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. Paul, see, because you know something. It's sometimes God will have you in a place. Let me say this here. Because I wrote this down. The folks in prison, now they were in prison. Not only were they in prison naturally, but sometimes they're in prison spiritually. They're sitting there and they're worried about, oh man, what's going to be the outcome? Am I losing my head tomorrow? Come on, somebody. Am I going to die? Is this going to happen to me? Is that going to happen to me? Oh, glory to God. So you can be in prison. See, because I did jail and prison ministry for years, and I found out that guess what? Some guys can be in prison. Some folks can be in prison, but guess what? They're not in prison in here. They're not in prison in their heart. Come on. They're not in prison in their spirit. But you can be outside of prison and be imprisoned in your heart and your spirit. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so here, because I said this, I wrote this down. There are folks that are in prison. Come on. And I'm talking about folks that are in church, and they need to see your praise. Come on. They need to see you praise God. Come on, somebody. Folks need to see your faith. Come on. Because when I'm praising God, you're seeing my faith. You're seeing my faith. You're seeing that, guess what? I believe God. And so you're seeing my faith in action when you're seeing me praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. And so not only have you all seen my faith in action, but you have seen a result of my faith. Okay. Glory to God. Because there's been some stuff that I had to praise my way out of and praise my way into some things. And so guess what? When you're saying, you know, I thank God, because guess what? There was a phone call. God is doing some crazy stuff now. I got a phone call from a person, and they said, you know, that the new system that the guy's putting in, come on, is going to need a computer, and he's donated a computer. Come on. God, I'm like saying that, say. God is doing everything. I ain't got to lift. There used to be a time when I had to lift up my hands to do everything. Come on, somebody. I had to participate. Now God is just doing stuff. Come on, he's making it happen. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so can I tell you something? You need to praise God, because some people need to see the results of your faith. Woo, glory to God. When you get a breakthrough, I won't even go on in that. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas began to praise God, and God tore up the prison. Come on, somebody. Begin to shake the foundation. I ain't got time to go all into that. One more place I want to go. Let me say this. I want to talk about the posture of praise. Psalm 63, 3-4. Psalm 63, verses 3 and 4. Tell somebody there's a posture. There's a posture. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? Let me say this here while you're going there. All tiredness is not a natural tiredness. Okay, I'm going to say that again. All tiredness is not a natural. Yeah, but tiredness, sometimes it's demonic. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes if you're tired, and then the next day you're tired, it seems like you've been tired all week. Sometimes you need to ask God, what's the source? Am I working too hard? Am I working too hard? Is there something bothering me that has me? Because, you know, stress and worry can make you burn calories just like you out there running. Okay. All right. Glory to God. Because I really wanted to go to Psalms 37, I believe it was. Psalms 37, that popped up in my spirit. You can read it when you get home. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. And so you need to find out whether it's demonic. You need to ask God, what's the source? What's causing it? Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. If it's demonic, it may be trying to derail your destiny and your future. Glory. Hallelujah. Man, I wanted to go some places, but I'm not going to. I wanted to go to Exodus 17, 8 through 16. You might want to write it down. And Deuteronomy 25. 17 and 18. But let me say, you know what? Go to Psalms 63, 3 and 4. And then I'll just have to say something for another day. Psalm 63, 3 and 4. And then we're going to hit Psalms 9, 1. Oh, glory to God. And so 63, 3 and 4 says what, Dora?
Because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee.
Okay, you need to open your mouth. You need to say something out of your mouth. You need to praise him. Somebody say with your lips. agree.
Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands.
You need to give
him
your hands. There's something about lifting up your hands. When Moses was on the mountain and the children of Israel were at war with the Amalekites, come on, and the Bible says as long as Moses had his hands up. Now you need to understand that the Amalekites started attacking Israel the day that right after they came out of Egypt, right after they came out of the world. Come on, the enemy will come and attack you with tiredness. He'll come and attack you with heaviness and worry. Come on, this is one spirit. As a matter of fact, God said about the Amalekites, I'm gonna fight against them. I'm gonna annihilate them and destroy them. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. As he destroyed the Amalekites because of their nature, the way they were. Come on. When the Bible says the children of Israel were faint and feeble, what does that mean? They were tired. Come on. They were weak. Come on. Oh, glory to God. See, sometimes when you're tired, it's the spirit of Amalekite. Come on. It's that Amalek spirit. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You need to put on the garment of praise. Come on. But that spirit, you need to destroy that spirit and get it out of your house. Come on. Get it out. Get it from talking to your mind. Come on, somebody. And so here's Moses. Moses, he's getting tired. Why? Because he's feeling the warfare. And sometimes you're tired because you're feeling the warfare. And you need some folks like Aaron. And you need some folks like her. Come on, somebody, to get with you. Oh, glory to God. You need to find you an Aaron and a her and say, I need you. Oh, glory to God, to praise God with me. I need you to pray for me. Come on, somebody. I need you to fight for me. The Bible says that they set him down on the stone and they begin to hold his hand up. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. They begin to hold. Somebody come get this other hand. Somebody come get the other hand. His hands up. The Bible says he prevailed. Some of you all, you need to learn to turn some worship music on. Oh, glory to God, in your house. Hallelujah. You need to worship in your house. You need to get that spirit of heaviness out of your house. Get that devil out of your house. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God, you need to kill it. Come on. You need to kill it. You need to kill that devil. You need to kill that weight. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so there is a posture. Psalms 9. Go to Psalms 9. We're done. Last verse of scripture. Oh, glory to God. I see, I'm trying to cut this stuff in. I probably should have stretched it out to two messages. Oh, glory to God. But it's so good to me.
Amen.
And guess what? Psalms 9.
1.
Psalms 9 and 1. Let me just get there myself because I got to remember what I'm supposed to talk about. Okay, read.
Psalms 9 and 1. Uh-huh. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart.
With my what?
With my whole heart.
You mean to tell me that when I'm in praise and worship, come on, that my heart might not be wholly on God? Oh, glory to God. But, you know, because the devil will fool you because he don't want you, come on, to really praise God. He don't want you to see that it's just you and God. He wants you, well, somebody may be looking at me. Why are you worried about what people, can I tell you something? The person that's looking at you can't bless you anyway. Come on. You might be one hallelujah from a miracle, come on, from a miraculous breakthrough, and you won't open your mouth and say, God, I give you glory. To you be all the glory and the honor and the praise. God, I bless your name. You're my savior. You're my king. Come on, stand up and boast in God right quick. Hallelujah. Come on, say something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Nissi. Oh, glory to God. I thank you for being enthroned upon my praises. I thank you for inhabiting my praises. I thank you. am my peace. Alpha and Omega. Come on, give them their hands. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 God, I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. All right, well, I'm going to get on out of the way. We thank God. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. We thank God for the word.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Now, this should be obvious, but the answer to the objectification of some women over the years is not to objectify all women. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. On a YouTube channel, Lutheran Satire, there is a video entitled A Christian and a Feminist Almost Agree on Stuff. In it, two sock puppets discuss the cultural breakdown of sexuality and marriage and how pornography plagues both. Pornography harms women, says the feminist sock puppet. Totally agree, says the Christian puppet. Pornography demeans women. It also corrupts men by making them think of women as nothing but sexual objects. Therefore, interrupts the feminist sock puppet, women should empower themselves by taking control of the porn industry and producing their own sexually explicit material. To which the Christian puppet responds, gotta say, that's not where I thought you were going with that. Pornography and sexually suggestive material of any kind objectifies women, training consumers that female bodies are things to be leered at, to be lusted after, rather than persons to be loved and to be valued. Those Lutheran sock puppets came to mind last week after Sports Illustrated announced the cover of its annual swimsuit edition. Now, of course, there's never been any point to the swimsuit edition other than to objectify women to the publication's largely male readership. It has nothing at all to do with sports. It has nothing at all to do with even marketing swimsuits. It has been, instead, for decades now, the most visible example of everything that Christians and feminists and other protectors of women have decried about our objectifying culture, selling skin, airbrushed and impossible beauty standards, sexual provocation, etc., etc., etc. Well, this year's cover model does not represent the typical unreachable standards of thinness that porn and Photoshop have imposed on women. However, she still posed provocatively in a barely there swimsuit, as objectified as any other cover model has ever been. There seems to be some confusion. The problem here is not that all women should be objectified for their bodies, it's that no one should ever be objectified at all. Valuing a human being made in God's image by changing standards of outward appearance is always wrong, but we don't atone for that sin by committing it against everyone. Now, I know it sounds a bit quaint in 2022 to object to swimsuit covers, but at the heart of even the mildly suggestive material in our culture is a lie that has long consumed our culture. The same one, by the way, that is at the heart of the always accessible and ever darker online pornography world. That lie is that people are things to be used and therefore can be abstracted from their bodies for our own gratification or titillation. This lie can never be made true, even when people consent to it. As Christine Emba pointed out recently in the Washington Post, it is possible for a woman to objectify herself and therefore to consent to things that are actually terrible for her. Consent, Emba concludes, is not a sufficient sexual ethic by itself. Instead, we need to talk about a much more important value, love, which she defines, taking a cue from St. Thomas Aquinas, as willing the good of the other. There is no sense in which reducing a woman to her body and putting her on display for millions is willing her good. No person, man or woman, is merely a body. Christians have always insisted and must continue to insist against things like prostitution, polygamy, slavery, and pornography. Because human beings are bearers of God's image, they must always be taken seriously, body and soul. Look, if